Encore. And we hear from a Czech master of the fugue, and we feature a fascinating recording of Janáček's earlier orchestral piece, sounding very different from the composer as most people know him.
Hello, this is Patricia Goodson.
And I'm David Vaughan, and as you might well have recognised, we didn't start Encore today with Czech music, but with a bit of Johann Sebastian Bach.
Yes, that was a fugue from the second book of Bach's Well-Tempered Clavier, the G major fugue, and performed by the wonderful Canadian pianist Glenn Gould. And I see the question forming on your face, David, and I will answer it. No, as far as I know, Glenn Gould has no special connection with Czech music.
And so why are we hearing Bach?
Well, as you know, Bach was one of the very great masters of counterpoint. And I think some of our listeners also may recall that the Czech lands produced, a bit later on, a great master of counterpoint, and Antonín Recha.
Yes, and if you remember, about a year ago, we featured his Requiem Mass, which was re-released by Supraphon. Antonín Recha, in fact, he taught at the Paris Conservatory. He was an exact contemporary of Beethoven. And in the early 19th century, he was teaching such, well, very big names in music as Liszt, Berlioz, and César Franck.
Mm-hmm. And probably his greatest work is his collection of 36 fugues for keyboard. And a wonderful new recording has just come out, performed by Yaroslav Tuma. And he's performing on an Anton Walter piano dating from 1790, which piano, incidentally, was the one favored by Mozart. And Mozart, I think, had one similar to this one. Anyway, one of the fugues, one of the 36, is based on the subject of the Bach fugue we just heard. So I thought it might be interesting to compare them. So here is the first part of the Recha fugue. That was the first part of Antonín Recha's fugue on a subject by J.S. Bach, which is on a new Arte CD featuring Yaroslav Tuma.
And it's certainly very different from Bach's, but it's lovely music, isn't it?
Oh, I think it's beautiful. And I was going to tell you, when you study counterpoint in music school, the teachers sometimes give you a theme and say, go home and write a fugue on this. And so you do. And then you come back to class and everybody plays their fugue and everyone's written something different. And it's quite interesting. And then the teacher sort of drops the bomb and reveals that the theme was by Bach. And then he plays what Bach did. And of course, it blows all the student efforts away.
And I think the variety, the sheer variety in all these Recha fugues is quite remarkable. Let's hear another one, which to me sounds as though it could have been written by Liszt. Antonín Reicha's Fugue No. 19 from his 36 Fugues for Keyboard.
And I have to agree, that does sound an awful lot like Liszt. And now I'm going to be mean, David. I want to see if you can guess who the composer of this work is.
Well, I still don't know what that is, but Patricia, you're going to take me out of my misery. Towards the end, it did sound vaguely like Tchaikovsky, but I suspect that given that this program is about Czech music, that it isn't. So
Good thinking.
Me out of my misery.
Well, listen, I would never, ever have guessed the composer, so I'm not going to make you guess. It's Janáček. It's his very earliest orchestral piece, a suite for string orchestra from 1877.
So that's when he was still a young man, and he was teaching at that period, wasn't he?
Yeah, and it has always fascinated me, this mysterious process through which composers somehow find their distinctive voice. And of course, the voice that Janáček eventually developed is among the most distinctive.
So basically, this is an early piece where he was still looking for his distinctive style in.
Right, still absorbing and imitating, but it's really quite fascinating. And so he was learning whatever he needed to learn, but it's still quite nice music. So let's close today with a little more from the suite, the Presto movement. And this is the Brno Philharmonic Orchestra under František Jílek on a recent reissue on Superphone, which also features another early work, the Idyll for Strings and the Lechian Dances.
But before we leave, thank you very much for listening to us. And of course, if you'd like to contact us or if you'd like to suggest any piece of music that we could feature in Encore, please do get in touch. Our address is Radio Prague 12099, Prague, the Czech Republic. You can also reach us by email at english@radio.cz. But for the time being, from me, David Vaughan.
And me, Patricia Goodson.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.